Shadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Shadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ShadronMotors.com. Shadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Shadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for high school sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadron Communication Sports. This is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadron Community Hospital.
On a windy afternoon in Sheridan County, we welcome you into the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. The regular season is in the rearview mirror. The playoffs are in front of us, and they get started this afternoon here in Hayes Springs, where the second-seeded Hawks welcome in the 15th-seeded Sioux County Warriors. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jeremy Anderson, Dennis Brown, back at our KBPY studios. These two teams obviously familiar with each other. They met back on the 27th of September right here in Hayes Springs. That was a 69-19 Hayes Springs win. Sioux County, though, ending the regular season last week with an absolute thud, losing on the road to Crawford, 60-36. Hayes Springs, though, they had a battle of unbeatens last week, came in and absolutely rolled Arthur County to the tune of 60-14. Again, the Hawks feeling good, getting that second seed. You look a little more at this bracket and some of the area teams. The top seed, Sumner, Eddyville, Miller, they were the state champions last year, defeating this Hayes Springs team. On the bottom of the bracket, Arthur County is the sixth. They host Wallace right now. Also on the bottom side, Stewart and Hampton and Silver Lake and Angeli Litchfield. And that's the game we'll be paying attention to today. The winner of Silver Lake Angeli Litchfield will play the winner of Hayes Springs and Sioux County at the top. You have Garden County against Southwest. That is this afternoon. Potter Dix is at Red Cloud this evening. Layton hosting Diller O'Dell. That game is already underway. And Juanita Palisade at Sumner, Eddyville, Miller. This is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. We'll take a break, come back, talk more about the matchup at hand. Sioux County, Hayes Springs, D6 playoffs on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wallstrom Ford in Shadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shadron or online at wallstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shadron or online at shadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
We'll be right back.
Trinity Hospital pregame show on KBPY online at chadrad.com. Again, these two teams met back on September 27th. And it was a game, the score's not necessarily indicative of how things went. That was close early on. Not even a full one-score game midway through the second quarter before Hay Springs started getting some separation between them and Coach Swisher's squad. And then things kind of went the other way for Sioux County. Offense wasn't producing. Hay Springs' defense started creating turnovers. They got three in that game, two interceptions and a fumble, and Hay Springs able to roll in that one. And if you remember, that was the night the lights went out in Hay Springs, actually. We were getting ready to start the second half, and all of a sudden we are without lights here in Hay Springs, and had to take a brief break before we get the second half started. But we'll see. We'll see how Coach Swisher's squad responds. They're always a good coach group. Coach Swisher, been doing this 20 years now down in Harrison. What's the chess match going to be like today between him and a pupil of his, Trevor Jenkins, on the other side in his second year? Trevor played at Sioux County, played under Coach Swisher back in the day. Now you have the student against the teacher again, and the student is 2-0 up to this point. Can he make it 3-0 and open the playoffs with a win? Looking a little deeper into that game that night, Hay Springs, Dylan Young, three touchdown passes that night. Tripp Bittner had three rushing touchdowns. Elise Mata had two touchdowns rushing. Dylan Raymer had one on the ground. Hunter McDonald, a touchdown reception, and Talon Smith had two. For Sioux County, Baxter Reese, a rushing and a passing touchdown. Jack Hunter, a rushing touchdown that night. So that's kind of looking at how things went the last time these two teams played. But again, early game through the first quarter and a half, and then Hay Springs just kind of blew it away from there. This is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Look at that game time weather forecast. Talk about a few other games going on around the area as well on KBPY and Chadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air. But there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Back up top, Jaggers Memorial Field inside the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Take a look at that weather forecast. 53 degrees right now, and that's where we're going to kind of hover throughout the entirety of this ball game. Sunny skies and temperatures into the mid-50s. Winds will be out of the west up to 15 miles per hour. So west winds coming across the field today. really won't be an advantage one way or the other going up and down the field north to south, south to north. So we'll see. We'll see how the game plans go for both of these teams and what they're wanting to do and how they're wanting to play things out. But we're getting ready to roll things out. Let's quickly give you your Shadron Lock keys to the game, your local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. That is Mr. John Kreil. And for Sioux County, how many rabbits do you have in the hat? How many can you pull out? What kind of tricks do you have to throw? Hay Springs off balance on both sides of the ball, whether that's bringing a periodic blitz from one way or the other. Do you have some reverses, some halfback passes, something? How do you keep Hay Springs on their toes? If you're Hay Springs, you take care of business. I know Coach Jenkins, we'll hear from him in our interview coming up in just a moment, wanted to do some different things, but do they stay to script, keep the ball on the ground, hard-nosed defense, get out of here and look for another week of the playoffs? That's going to be the biggest thing here in this one. Coming up, comments from head coach Trevor Jenkins about his Hay Springs Hawks. That's when we come back on the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank. And if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Shadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583. So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shadron, unless you like being stranded. We welcome you back into the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show this Friday night, getting set for the D6 playoffs. Hay Springs, the number 2 seed, hosting number 15 Sioux County. We talked with the head coach of the Hawks, Trevor Jenkins, as his team looking to get back to Kearney this year. And really, we're where we're at today because of what happened last week. That was a big win over Arthur County last week, 60-14. And, you know, I think I've discussed it with you and a few others. Arthur County kind of played out of sync a little bit, but you guys were able to take advantage of some miscues from them and really just roll to a win. What did you see from that game, or were you expecting that at all?
I mean, Arthur's a good football team. I'm not trying to discount that at all. But I knew that if we came out and played really physical football, that we could do something like that. Winning the turnover battle helped a lot, you know. We had 5 picks on the day, so that's pretty huge in terms of anybody, you know. It doesn't matter who you're playing. If you turn the ball over 5 times, it can hurt you in 6-man football. But no, that's a good football team. But I thought maybe a little closer, but I did think that if we came out and were the physical aggressor and took it to them, I thought that we could win like that.
When the chips fell, obviously you guys get the number two seed. Sumner Eddyville Miller, the number one on top. That's last year's state championship game. But you get a familiar foe here in Sioux County, a team you beat earlier this season. But let's be honest, Sioux County early on in that ball game was able to give you a battle. They caused some struggles out of you guys early on.
Yeah, I think it was 16-12 going into the second quarter, I believe. Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier in the year, they're going to be well coached. They're going to be, I mean, Sioux County always is going to play you, and they're going to be well coached. And I think that nothing's going to change. You know, they're going to be coached up and ready to play. But I think that we're also, you know, we're not taking it lightly. You mentioned Kearney, and that's the goal. But we're taking it one week at a time, and right now the opponent in front of us is Sioux County, so we're going to be ready to rock and roll for them and hopefully get out of there with a win.
What's the difference this year from last year going into the playoffs, the mindset and the capabilities?
There really isn't a difference, Jeremy. You know, last year we got our rhythm after that rough start. The last regular season game, we had everybody healthy finally, and everybody's healthy this year, and I think we're just as physical up front. Blocking, I think our backs are good. Dylan Young's throwing the ball better. And then defense, after a performance like that last week, I expect them to just keep it rolling too, you know what I mean? So really, we understand that that's the goal, and I think we all know that when we play our best football, we can accomplish that goal to get to Kearney. But we are, like I said earlier, still going to just take it one week at a time. So,
you know, one of the advantages that you've had this season is most of your games have been blowouts, except for that season opener against Paxton, that 28-14 victory. Does that stick in the back of your mind at all if there, as we go through the playoffs, if there's a closely contested game, how your guys will handle that?
You know, if you would have asked me going into last week's game, I would have said probably, but I think our boys now are playing with more confidence and playing with a little more swagger. So I don't, you know, we've been rolling right along. And so I think that they're, you know, to end the regular season with a 60-14 win over Arthur, I think that they understand that, like I said, if they play to the level that they can play, I think we're going to be fine. I think that I'd also, it was close against Paxton last year, this in the season opener, but if you remember last year, the Garden County game, it was close and it was really tight and the kids battled. So I think that if it were a close game, I think we have the mentality and the mindset to battle now, you know, and battle those tough games out, because they know, boys know just as much as the staff that a win's a win, and we know what it takes to get there. So,
Hay Springs head coach Trevor Jenkins joining us on your Shattering Community Hospital pregame show. Coach, we wish you the best of luck here in the first round of the playoffs, and let's have fun.
Yeah, thanks, Jeremy. I appreciate it.
Kickoff coming up next on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon. They have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Broadcast booth. Let's take a look at your starting lineups brought to you by Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Shadron. For the 15th-seeded Sioux County Warriors at 4-4, Preston Cream in the 145-pound junior, Baxter Reese, the 160-pound junior, Logan Monroe, the 160-pound senior, Josh Perez, the 145-pound senior, Jack Hunter, the 160-pound senior, and Seth Dunn, the 90-pound senior. For Hay Springs, it'll be Dylan Young, the 185-pound senior. Trip Bittner, the 165-pound sophomore. Hunter McDonald, the 210-pound senior. Evan Smith, 190-pound sophomore. Talon Smith, the 205-pound senior. And Dylan Raymer, the 195-pound senior. Those are your starters. Brought to you by Country Kitchen and Shadron. Our final break. We'll have kickoff next on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684. The team at Sandhills State Bank in Harrison are your partners and neighbors. They not only live and work alongside their customers, they care about their communities and want to see them grow and prosper. They are not only the most committed brand in banking, they have every financial tool a customer would ever need. From online banking, CDs, and mortgages, stop in and see Josh and his friendly staff at 201 Main Street in Harrison. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Shadron.
Jeremy Anderson, Dennis Brown with you on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Shadron football in action coming up a little later on KCSR. Shadron, the eighth seed in C1. They will take on the Lincoln Christian Crusaders. Chase Thompson will have that call for you on KCSR and online at shadrad.com. Huskers tomorrow against UCLA, looking to get bowl eligible, and just saw that they're expecting thunderstorms, rain showers in Lincoln tomorrow. And so we will see how things play out tomorrow with that one in Lincoln. But maybe this is what needs to happen. You know, the thunderstorm in Lincoln needs to happen tomorrow. It offsets the thunderstorm that ruined Scott Frost's first game against Akron. So it's reverse psychology of a thunderstorm. So this is good juju for Nebraska tomorrow if there's a thunderstorm. Just saying. Or I'm just desperate to get bowl eligible. looking for any way, shape, or form for that to happen. Again, you have Hay Springs and Sioux County. Teams very familiar. Again, they did meet back on the 27th of September. That was a 69-19 Hay Springs win. We'll see if things look any different here. Lining our captains up as we do the coin toss, and we will bring them to the Hawk logo at midfield and let you know the result. Who's going to get the ball first? Be very curious to see what happens here and who decides to take the ball. I assume Hay Springs would defer to the second half if they win the coin toss. Sioux County, the same. Or you might get somebody that's giddy and say, we want to try to put up points first today. That kind of goes back to our keys to the game strategy-wise and dictating, that first punch. Do you feel more comfortable defending? Say, hey, we'll let you take the first shot because we think our defense can stop you. We'll see what happens here. It appears that Sioux County will, in fact, receive, and they will. So Sioux County will receive. Hay Springs will kick to the south end zone. And you might get a little bit of wind issue there, but for the most part, wind coming straight across west to east. So we are ready to go. Glad to have you along with us. Again, Jeremy Anderson, Dennis Brown here on KBPY. As the playoffs begin, D6 playoffs, 16 teams. I'll start with the goal today. Looking to be the final two in Kearney in three more weeks here. See if they can get there. One game already going, Layton and Diller O'Dell. And Layton is trailing late in the second quarter, 20-13 in that one. Hunter McDonald will boot it away for Hay Springs. Baxter Reese back to receive for Sioux County, standing inside his 5-yard line. Our opening kickoff brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Trace Strothide and State Farm is there for you. McDonald has it teed up. There's the whistle, the boot, and Reese will take it at the 10-yard line out. Far side of the field, the 15 to the 20, breaks the tackle, 25-30. Scoots back in, gets him out to the 33, 34-yard line. That's where he'll be marked. A great kick return of 24 yards by Baxter Reese. Puts Sioux County's offense out to the 34 of Sioux County. Moving right to left here on your FM radio dial. Hay Springs right away coming out 2-3-1 defense here. Two down linemen, three backers, and a safety. That'll be Tripp Bittner patrolling the secondary today. First down, 15 for Sioux County. Ball on the far hash mark. Right away, Sioux County comes with trips to the right. Jack Hunter in the shotgun. Baxter Reese behind him. First down snap. The turn, the toss goes to Baxter Reese. Near side, Reese, 35-40. Breaks the tackle, stays in bounds. Still on his feet, Baxter Reese. Nobody's going to stop him. Touchdown, Sioux County. 46 yards for Baxter Reese, and a touchdown by Sioux County on the game's opening play. That comes with 9:44 on the clock here in the first quarter. Down the two-point kick. Reese will also try to get that through the uprights here. The snap, the hold, the kick is up. It is deflected and goes off to the right. But Sioux County strikes first. They lead it 6-0. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on KBPY and Chadrad.com.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Chadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Yards out for Sioux County on the game's first play. And Sioux County leads it 6-0 here in our first quarter. Brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Rooted with you, rooting for you. That is Nebraska Bank. Baxter Reese to kick it away. J-Dub Terman back to receive. Standing on his own 10-yard line. Reese the approach. The onside kick bounces. Taken and a chance at a return here. Falling forward with it is Eli Scott out to the 40-yard line, and Hayes Springs will have their first offensive possession right at midfield. Hayes Springs will move left to right as we see it here on your FM radio dial. In Sioux County, one play, 46 yards. They stacked everybody to the far side of the field, ran sweep the opposite way to the wide side. Baxter Reese broke a couple of tackles and found the end zone. First down, 15. Snap, the turn, the toss. Dylan Young scrambles with it. He's going to take off right up the middle. Dylan Young to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and he's down to the 1-yard line. Caught by the ankles at the 1, tackle made by Preston Creeman. And Hayes Springs will have first and goal. That was almost the darndest thing you ever seen. Each team score on their opening play. Trip Bittner is going to run the play in from the near sideline. Again, first and goal. Hayes Springs after the big run from Dylan Young. Young under center. Dylan Raymer, the lone back behind him. Turns, hands off, play action pass. Toss to the end zone, wide open is Trip Bittner. And Hayes Springs answers with 8:53 to go in the first quarter. I expected the first quarter to be long today, but I didn't know it'd take till dinner. So Young finds Bittner, and we are tied. Hunter McDonald will try to make this thing a 2-point advantage to the Hawks. Young the holder. The snap is high. Young looking to pass out of the flats. It's caught. And it's going to be no good, so we're tied at 6. Goodness gracious. Offense early. Dean Nitch in Studio 308. They specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Give them a call at 308-430-1723. Shadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shadron Chiropractic in downtown Shadron. And Thrivent Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shadron at 308-430-0760. Both teams exchange a blow in the opening round here. McDonald will boot it away. Baxter Reese standing inside his own 5 again. McDonald the approach. Squibs that one left. That one bounces. It's loose. And Hayes Springs is going to recover it. Hayes Springs is going to recover it. It's dead right where he grabs it at the 29 of Sioux County. So Hayes Springs will turn around and bring the offense right back on the field. That took exactly the bounce you wanted to. Trip Bittner was there. You can't advance an onside kick if you're the recovering team, the kicking team. So, nonetheless, Hayes Springs set up first and 15 at the Sioux County 29-yard line. Young in the shotgun. Bittner to one side, Dylan Raymer to the other. The snap, straight drop for Young. Across the middle. And incomplete. Looks like feet got tangled there. It'll be second down and 15. So second down, 15 here for Hayes Springs. They're at the Sioux County 29-yard line. One of the things that Coach Jenkins revealed in his conversation is that he didn't know if they'd run a run play here in the first quarter. said they wanted to work on their passing game. Talon Smith split out to the right. Far side goes Eli Scott. The snap, the toss back, pressure coming. Young rolls the pocket to the right, stops, takes off again. Across the middle for Raymer, incomplete. It'll bring up third and 15. And Coach Jenkins saying, look in the end zone. You got Hunter McDonald wide open in the end zone. You see Coach pointing emphatically. Instead, it's third down and 15. What do you do here? Sioux County looking for a stop after the onside kick recovery by Hay Springs. Ball at the 29 of Sioux County. We're tied at 6 here with 8:37 still to go in the opening quarter. Only a minute and 23 of game time off the clock so far. Raymer in the shotgun, turn the toss. Looking out in the flats. Downfield, he's looking, fires it across the middle. Bobbled, almost intercepted. Talon Smith had it, popped up in the air, and Taylor Creeman almost came in with an INT. Instead, it's fourth and 15. So now first down, or a fourth down and 15. Got to get down to the 14-yard line, just inside the 14 for a first down. Sioux County, meanwhile, looking for a big defensive stop here. Again, this is how the game kind of played out the first time. Both teams went back and forth till midway through the second quarter. Fourth down, the turn, the toss. Bittner looking to pass. Now he's got to take off with it. He's got to run. Bittner looking for blockers straight up the middle. He's got first down, tripped up inside the 10. Gets down to the 9. It'll be first and goal, Hay Springs. First and goal down to the 9-yard line for Hay Springs after the big run from Tripp Bittner. Evan Smith will bring the play in this time from the near sideline. Hay Springs donning the all-greens today. Green helmets, Sioux County gold pants, white jerseys, purple helmets with the SC on the side. Young will work under center. Dylan Raymer will be the lone back. Bittner lined up. Wing formation right. The turn. Play action. Pressure coming. Young tosses it off. Gets it complete to Raymer. Touchdown. Young had a guy hanging off his left shoulder. He made a crossbody pass to Dylan Raymer, and Raymer is in from 9 yards out. And Hay Springs goes on top, 12-6. That comes with 7:38 left in the first. McDonald will again try the kick. The snap, the hold, the kick is up. That time it is good. It is 14-6. Hay Springs with 7:38 left here to go in our first quarter. See if we can find you. More playoff games starting to get going, so we'll look and see who's doing what right now. 27-13, Diller O'Dell leads late at the half. In D2, why not leading Hitchcock County 14-8 at the half? Nobody else really playing right now. I thought there were more games than that. That 3 and 4 o'clock slot is when a lot of these matchups get going. In C2, you have Mitchell at Malcolm. Valentine's hosting Kearney Catholic for the second week in a row. And C1, of course, Shadron and Lincoln Christian coming up later on KCSR and Shadrad.com. McDonald again, the squib. That one goes straight. That one was touched. And what are we going to have here? It was a matter of did he touch the ball first before getting hit. It was the return man that touched the ball. But did he get, was he interfered? Well, you know, That's what we're trying to figure out here. We'll see what we figure out here. But Sioux County was the one to touch the ball. Hay Springs laid the hit, and the ball came out. And then a flag came in. I don't know if they thought maybe Hay Springs touched it first. But Sioux County was the one to touch the ball here. It almost just looked like a perfectly timed hit. And that's what you want to do. You want to break the ball away from the receiver, the kick returner in that instance. And I'm not sure if they thought maybe Hay Springs had touched it first. So they're still talking about it there on the far sideline. And, we're going to have another cup of coffee still. It looked like they were going to break the huddle over there. And so we will see what happens or what the call is. We'll get the so a personal foul on Hay Springs. Well, it was an interference call, is what it was. But regardless, Sioux County's got the ball clear down to the Hay Springs 23-yard line now. Give right up the middle to Jack Hunter. Hunter trying to slip left, and he is dropped right there. So here we go for everybody sitting up here. In the event of an onside kick, the kicking team cannot make an attempt at the receiving team's player. So, yes, he's got to let him successfully field the ball, apparently. So, second down here after the short run. Everybody stacked far side of the field. Turn and toss to Baxter Reese. Reese rolling right out of the flats. That is incomplete. Brings up third down. Third down, 14. So that clarifies at least. So you can't make on an onside kick specifically. You can't make contact with that player. Third down. Ball on the near hash mark. Sioux County moving right to left. Jack Hunter in the shotgun. Sioux County trying to get lined up offensively here. Now they do. The snap, the toss back to Baxter Reese. Reese rolling right. Trying to find somewhere to go. It's like playing backyard football out there. Reese is trying to line somebody up. Gets it to Hunter. It's incomplete off his fingertips. Jack Hunter about made an impressive catch way out in front of him. Just couldn't quite squeeze it, and it'll be fourth and 14. So fourth and 14 from the 22-yard line of Hay Springs. See what Sioux County dials up here. Baxter Reese more than capable of scrambling. But again, now a timeout called. Our timeout's brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. And don't forget, at the end of this game, we'll pick our service barbershop player of the game. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Chadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. Had to make sure the heat was on Thursday. 26 degrees Thursday morning in Chadron. It was just a little chilly. Had some frost on the windshield. It was chilly, and my wife was angry. Scooter's Coffee, try their Autumn Caramel Crunch. Indulge in the flavors of autumn. This exquisite latte combines their signature espresso, creamy caramel, caramel, hazelnut, and classic vanilla create the perfect pick-me-up for a crisp fall day. It's 4th and 14 here for Sioux County out of the timeout. Ball in the near hash mark. Got to get down to about the 8 for a first down. Jack Hunter in the shotgun. Baxter Reese lined up behind him. The turn, the toss to Reese. Reese rolling left, looks downfield, has a man out there. It is incomplete. A turnover on downs. Just needed the ball to be up a little bit more as the receiver beat the defender. Just couldn't quite catch up with it. That'll be first and 15 for Hay Springs from the 22 of their own. So after the penalty on Hay Springs off the onside kick, again, we learned a new rule today. Scott left, Talon Smith right. You have Bittner and Raymer lined up next to each other in the backfield. The turn, the toss goes to Young. Young looking downfield, wants to let it fly, has a man out there. Smith makes the catch at the 20, breaks the tackle, 10, 5, touchdown, Hay Springs. 58 yards, Dylan Young to Talon Smith. And I told you, Coach Jenkins said nothing but passes in the first quarter. And now they now lead 20-6. Hunter McDonald will try for the two-point kick. He's 1-for-2 today. The snap, the hold, the kick is up. That kick looks through. No, it went left. Went wide left, and it's 20-6. Hay Springs leads it here in this D6 first-round playoff game. Sioux County'd love nothing more than to play spoils here. Hay Springs is looking to start a streak of 3 straight at home, heading to Kearney. Trying to get there for the third time in their 6 years as a 6-man team. Have been runner-up twice. Kind of like the whole bridesmaid analogy. I think Hay Springs is tired of being a bridesmaid. They want to be the bride. .611 left here, first quarter. Glad to have you with us here on KBPY and online at shadrad.com. We'll see what Hay Springs does here with the onside kicking. McDonald's had a couple of good ones. Recovered one, and then the last one, illegal touching of a receiving team on an onside kick. McDonald this time boots it deep. Reese will take it right on his 1 yard line out to the 10, gets around the edge and drops it to 12. Trip Bittner makes the tackle, and Sioux County will start this drive backed up at their own 12 yard line. And really, you know, and Hay Springs is trying to create extra possession with the onside kicks, but, you know, you're doing short work of the field yardage here by kicking deep, doing great on your kick coverage, and then making a defensive stop. Creeman under center this time for Sioux County. The turn, the toss to Baxter Reese. Option goes left, and Reese gets out of one tackle and just finds himself out of bounds at the 22-yard line. About 5 yards short of a first down. Got to get out to the 27. It'll be second down and 5. So a 10-yard gain there for Baxter Reese. And just kind of a methodical run. Didn't really try to put his head down or nothing. Just kind of toyed with the defense and worked his way towards the sideline a little bit. But now second and 5 here for Sioux County. Sioux County kind of attacking the backside of the defense as they go unbalanced line to the right. The turn, give right up the middle to Hunter. Hunter is going to be stopped after a gain of a yard on the play. Brings up 3rd and 4. So third down and four. Ball close to the near hash mark as we see it from the third floor of the Hay Springs School Building. Our cheering section, the student section for Hay Springs, not in the bleachers today. They're just standing in the background. Right in the dirt behind the team. Third down and four. Turn the toss to Reese. Reese has a man. Now he's got to tuck it in and run with it. Reese is going to slide short. And it'll be a yard short. It'll be fourth down. You're marked where you start your slide at, but Baxter Reese just took the most, the most compacted slide ever, just kind of this little straight drop instead of the long slide you see in like college and the pros. Fourth down and one here for Sioux County. Over the ball goes Seth Dunn. Shotgun here for Sioux County. Turn the toss. Goes to Reese looking for the edge. Reese going to have his first down. He got punched at the end there hard. Dylan Young came in, squared him up, but Baxter Reese gets enough to move the chains. Ball sits at the 23-yard line, or 28-yard line, excuse me, and a fresh set of downs here for Sioux County. First down, 15. 4:05 left here in this opening quarter. Reese in the shotgun. Jack Hunter just off to his left behind him. Man in motion. The turn, the give to Hunter right up the middle. Hunter is going to get across the 30 out to the 33. So a gain of about 4.5 yards. Brings up second down 11. Nice little breeze coming through the window here at Hay Springs. Feels just perfect. Just perfect. Second down here for Sioux County. Again, they're out to their own 33-yard line. Three receivers off to the right side of the formation. Jack Hunter in the shotgun. Baxter Reese lined up behind Hunter. The turn, the toss to Reese. Reese coming left, looking for Hunter out in the flats. That one is dropped. Incomplete. Brings up third down. The third down here for Sioux County. Nice play design. If Hunter makes that catch, he's going to be out at midfield, just beyond midfield, and a third and short situation. Instead, it's third and 11. Sioux County out of the huddle, again wearing the gold pants, white jerseys, purple helmets. Hay Springs in the all-greens today. Third down. Turn the toss, a late toss to Reese. Reese just going to take off with it. Reese is going to have plenty of room in front of him. Reese to the 30, slides to the edge of the 25-20, and gets drug out at the 17-yard line for Baxter Reese. He is squibbly? Is that a word? He got through everybody. Let's say that. Locked down to 2:45 first quarter, 20-6. Hay Springs leading Sioux County here in this first round of the D6 playoff. Again, this game kind of has the same feel as the first one. Both teams went back and forth early on until Hay Springs was able to get a little separation and really put their foot on the gas. Perez will line up far left here. Hunter in the shotgun with Reese behind him. Turn, look out in the flat. Jack Hunter's bobbled. That one's loose, and Hunter's going to be down. That was a late incompletion call. They let that play go on for a minute or so, but they'll call it incomplete. It'll be second down. Second down and 15. Ball sitting again just outside the 15-yard line. We had a hard freeze this week. Apparently not all the bugs got the notice. Second down and 15. The turn, the toss to Reese. Reese looking, now being pressured. Reese scrambles, and he is going to be pushed down about the 10-yard line. And that's where they will mark it, third down and 8. Third down and 8 now. As Sioux County coming back here and have really done a nice job of moving the ball. Baxter Reese scrambling. See what Coach Swisher sends in from the sidelines. Play clock under 10 already. Play clock down to 5, down to 4, down to 3, down to 2. And we're going to have a timeout for Sioux County. Our timeout's brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It, top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Want to let you know that the Post Club American Legion in Chadron, including the Legion Auxiliary and Sons of the American Legion, proud supporters of all of our area athletes, including those from Hay Springs and Sioux County. T Salon and Boutique, Tegan West, now Tegan Dunbar in Chadron. Book your next hair appointment with T-Salon online or give them a call at 430-3686. Stop in, check out the latest in fashion. That's where I get all my blingy designs at. So, if you're ever wondering whose clothes I wear, it's T-Salon Boutique. Third down here. 8 yards to go. We like to keep it lively in the broadcast. That's what we like to do. Hunter in the shotgun. Baxter Reese behind him. Ball sitting on the 10-yard line. The turn, the toss. Reese back across the middle. Man wide open is Jack Hunter. Hunter fumbles it. They're going to call him down at the 5, so it'll be fourth down. So fourth down, 4 yards to go. They're going to put it at the 6-yard line. Got to get to the 2. We're into the final minute of this first quarter that is now rolled past a half hour in length. 20-6 your score. Jack Hunter in the shotgun, Reese behind him. Man in motion from left to right. The turn, the toss to Reese. Reese wanting to take off. He gets the edge. Reese has got room in front of him. Reese slides, and he is pushed out. Right at the 1-yard line will be a first and goal. We'll see. They're going to measure. They're going to measure for a first down here. Our first down measurements brought to you by Arrow Building Center. We needed the right tool to measure your project. Think Arrow Building Center in Chadron. So here's the kicker. Did Hay Springs get the defensive stop, or Sioux County get first and goal from the 2-yard line? The chains are stretched, and it's going to be a first down, Hay Springs. The defense got the stop. So Hay Springs gets the stop, backed up to their own end zone. They get the turnover on downs here with 23 seconds left in this opening quarter. Young goes under center. The handoff, the toss goes to Tripp Bittner. Bittner flips one tackle and gets out to about the 8-9 yard line. And that most likely will be the final play of our first quarter. First quarter, again, brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Rooted with you, rooting for you. After 1:20-6, Hay Springs leading Sioux County. We're back with quarter number two coming up on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hay Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing. Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hay Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hay Springs Hawks' academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair, south of Hay Springs, is proud of the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals. Learning to work as a team takes time and dedication, and the Sioux County Warriors have a reputation of teamwork. This is a quality shared by the law offices of Skavdahl, Edmond, and Stecker in Harrison. Located in downtown Harrison, the staff at this Northwest Nebraska law office have taken the time to develop into a great team. When you need a good legal team in your corner, call Skavdahl, Edmond, and Stecker, 668-2466.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Key's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Shadron.
Jeremy Anderson with Hay Springs did sneak a run in there before we got back. Third down, didn't gain him much. So it's third down now and long for Hay Springs, about third and 10, actually, from their own 7-yard line. Third down and 10. We'll see if Hay Springs, they got to do some of their passing that they wanted to do in the first half. Do they settle in now? Trip Bittner under center. Split backs. The turn, the toss goes to Young. Dylan Young run up the middle, breaks through a couple of tackles, breaks through another one. Dylan Young trying to run away from everybody and gets struck down from behind out at the 34-yard line. Dylan Young, 27 yards on the carry, and will more than move the chains here. And you might have that where Coach Jenkins maybe says, all right, we've taken long enough. Let's get down to business here. But it's been a good one back and forth. Sioux County had a chance to cut it down to a one-score game. Hay Springs' defense got the stop at the 2-yard line. Young under center, eye formation behind him. The turn, the toss goes to Raymer wiggling through traffic. Raymer looking for the edge. Raymer down the sideline. Raymer will stay in bounds and go the distance. Touchdown, Hay Springs. Dylan Raymer just rips it off for 46 yards. So Dylan Raymer makes it 26-6 off a 46-yard run, with 8.5 to go here in the second quarter. Now the two-point kick attempt. Young's the holder, McDonald the kicker. Snap, the hold, the kick is up, the kick is through. And that will make it 28-6. Hay Springs will take a timeout back in 30 on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger, in Shadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Dylan Raymer rips one off for 46 yards. It's 28-6. Hay Springs. So Sioux County comes out and scores on the first play of the ball game. Since then, four straight Hay Springs touchdowns. McDonald to kick it away. Baxter Reese waiting, and it's going to be onside again, and Sioux County will cover this one up at the 38-yard line of their own and have first down and 15. So ball at the 38. Don't forget Shadron, Lincoln Christian coming your way in a little over an hour on KCSR and Shadrat.com from Cardinal Field. Chase Thompson will have that one with you. Kickoff at 4 o'clock. And then tomorrow in the rain in Lincoln, it'll be Nebraska and UCLA. On first down, option play for Reese, eludes one tackle, gets up sideline, gets licked a couple of times, and you have Dylan Raymer slow to get up, kind of stretching out. And one thing when these two teams play is it's not short on big hits. Ball down to the 36 of Hay Springs. A gain of 6 on the play brings up second down and 9. Again, Sioux County's had success moving the ball here in this first half. Just got to find the end zone to turn the toss, give right up the middle to Hunter. And he is chopped down at the legs. And they'll give him down to the 31-yard line, so brings up third down and 4. Third down. Reese will bring the play in from the far sideline. Waiting for the back judge to give the time clock signal here. And there it hits 10. Creeman under center. Takes it, tosses. Reese in motion. Reese in trouble. Reese will be dropped. They will stop him back at the 38-yard line. A big loss on the play, and it is now fourth down. Clear back to the 38-yard line. Goodness. Both ends for Hay Springs, quickly to Baxter Reese in the backfield. And now we will see where the Warriors go from here on fourth down and 11. 6.5 left here, second quarter. This quarter moving a little faster than the other one did. Sioux County out of the huddle here. And a flag coming in. And we have a delay of game on Sioux County. So now it's fourth down and 16. Ball back to 37. On fourth down, Hunter in the shotgun, the turn, the toss to Reese. Reese lets it fly down the middle of the field, and that one's going to be incomplete. It'll be turnover on downs for Hay Springs. They'll get the ball at the Sioux County 37-yard line. 28-6, your score. Again, Hay Springs has scored four straight. The last, a Dylan Raymer 46-yard run. 6:04 second quarter, brought to you by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Brian Liniger and Farm Bureau. Young under center, formation heavy to the right. Young turns the toss, no play action. Across the middle, it's caught by Smith. Dallin Smith inside the 30, inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. Close to a first down. Needed the 22, would be a yard short. Bring up second down and 1. Clock running at 5.5 minutes. Young will run the play in from the sideline. Bittner's going to line up under center in the shotgun this time with Dylan Young next to him on the left. The turn, the give option. Toss goes to Raymer. Raymer makes one man miss down the sideline. Dylan Raymer. High steps into the end zone. It is a Hayes Springs touchdown. 23 yards off the option. Raymer has his second touchdown run of the day. Again, that one, 23. That comes with 5:06 here in the second quarter. Hunter McDonald, the two-point kick attempt. The snap, the hold, the kick is up. The kick is, that one might have gone right. No, right down the middle. 36-6 your score. Hayes Springs leading by 30. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hayes Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hayes Springs Hawks school academic, theatrical, and athletic events and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org.
Back down to the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth from Jaggers Memorial Field in Hayes Springs. Hawks lead it 36-6 here in the first half, second quarter, 5:06 to go before your Shattered Insurance halftime show. McDonald's onside kick. That one will bounce off a player and be recovered. And that'll be Hayes Springs ball. It bounced off the ankle of a Warrior and recovered by Hayes Springs. So I don't know what we're talking about here either. Sioux County touched the ball. I don't know what we're arguing about here or talking about as officials. Sioux County came up. The ball hit off. Nobody else touched it. But once the Sioux County player touches it, it becomes a live ball. No, it didn't go 10 yards, but Sioux County touched it, and Hayes Springs recovered it. Should be a first down, Hayes Springs. I don't know how that works. I don't know how this works. Hayes Springs touched the ball. It went off his ankle. He has made contact with the ball. I don't get this. We're re-kicking the ball, but I don't understand this. I am not understanding. They're calling a procedure against Hayes Springs, but Sioux County came up and touched the ball, and then Hayes Springs jumped on top of it. So this time, now they're going to pooch it up in the air. Reese is going to run for it, almost drops it. Trying to look for the right edge. Reese will go out of bounds. That one's going to baffle me. Hayes Springs came up, touched the ball. Yeah, it didn't go 10 yards, but it doesn't shouldn't matter if the receiving team comes up and makes contact. So instead, Sioux County has it now, and as we've kind of talked up here amongst ourselves, Sioux County's been able to move the ball on Hayes Springs today. Finishing drives has got to be the thing for Sioux County now. You have to be able to finish drives. First and 15. The snap, the toss. Baxter Reese around the right edge. Reese is going to be ushered out of bounds after a gain of 3 on the play. So a lot of running for 3 yards. It'll be second down and 12. So second and 12 here for Sioux County. So second down here. Wind still blowing pretty good. Out of the west. The snap, the turn. Toss goes far side. Almost fumbled. Jack Hunter had to corral it. And gets down to the 35. The snap was under the arm, which is legal. You can snap it under your arm instead of between the legs as traditionally done. Regardless, it's a gain of 3 on the play and brings up 3rd down and 9. Coming up, we'll have our Shattered Insurance halftime show. Talk about this and some of the other playoff games going on. 3rd down here. Again, they're snapping under the arm. Ball goes to Hunter again. Hunter trying to reverse field. He's got some room. Hay Springs closing quickly, and Hunter's going to fight close to a 1st down. And I think we're either going to have a face mask or helmet-to-helmet contact here. We'll see what they call here. Face mask against Hay Springs, so tack on 15. And Sioux County's putting again another drive together here. So 1st down, 15 for Sioux County. They're now at the 17-yard line of Hay Springs, aided by a face masking penalty. They would have been a yard short of the 1st down. The face mask gave them 15. And again, we've told you, it's not moving the ball that Sioux County's had an issue with. It's getting it into the end zone. Pass across the middle. That one's caught. Nice catch out of the air. Baxter Reese is into the end zone. Touchdown, Sioux County. Creeman finds Baxter Reese. And that is a 17-yard pitch and catch. And now the two-point kick attempt for Baxter Reese. The snap, the hold, the kick is going to be broke up. And it'll be 36-12, your score. But again, Baxter Reese, the touchdown reception, with 3:33 here to go in this opening half of football. Taking a look at some other scores around the area, and see if we can get these pulled up for you here. Keep an eye on playoff action. Late third quarter, Diller Odell leading late in 46-13. Wallace and Arthur County tied at halftime. And, of course, Hay Springs up in this one. Why not leading Hitchcock County late in the fourth quarter? And those are the only games going on right now. And now the wind's starting to be a bit of an issue here. Blew the ball off the tee. Baxter Reese trying to boot this thing away. Back to receive for Hay Springs. Well, an onside kick attempt is taken and kneeled on the far side by Evan Smith. And it'll be 1st down, 15, Hay Springs from their own 38-yard line. So first and 15. That's Sioux County's score. Stopped a streak of five straight Hay Springs touchdowns. Again, you had the confusion on the onside kick and then the face mask penalty that extended the drive, and then Baxter Reese made an incredible catch and got into the end zone. Dylan Young under center for Hay Springs. The turn, the toss goes to Bittner. Bittner looking for the edge. Bittner down the sideline, his ankle tackled at the 34-yard line, or 36-yard line. A gain of six on the play. Brings up second down and nine. Clock down to 3:10 here. Again, Hay Springs leading this D6 first round playoff game, 36-12. Bittner will go under center. The turn, the toss to Young. Young looking for the kickout block, gets it. Gets down to the 25, stops on a dime to the 20, and then gets buried there at the 17. A big run by Dylan Young. And that'll move the chains. It'll be first and 15. They're going to actually put it at the 16-yard line. The first and 15 from the 16, so Hay Springs could technically get a first down at the 1. Clock down to 2:25 here, running second quarter. We're not going backwards here. Bittner again under center. Bittner the snap, tosses. Young rolling, has a man open in the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown. Evan Smith makes the grab, and Hay Springs goes back up 30. Again, Evan Smith on the grab, and that one was from the 16-yard line, so the 16-yard pass. With 2:05 left in the second, the two-point kick attempt, the snap, the hold, the kick is up, the kick is good. That'll make it 44-12. Hay Springs with 2:05 left to go here in the half. We're coming up on 3 o'clock. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Shadron.
Jeremy Anderson, Dennis Brown with you on this Friday afternoon from Sheridan County, Hay Springs, America. 44-12 is Dylan Young found Evan Smith striding all alone in the back of the end zone. Hunter McDonald will boot it away. McDonald, the approach. Squibs it. That one's loose and on the ground. And underneath the Sioux County player, I don't even know that he has possession of it. Jack Hunter got lucky. It pinned under his backside. Rear end is what pinned the ball for him, and then he had to grab it from behind him. Be a first and 15 at the 31-yard line. So first and 15 with 2:05 here to go. Hay Springs will get the ball to start the second half. Again, Logan Monroe's going to snap the ball under his left arm here. The snap, pressure coming, toss goes to Jack Hunter. Hunter, a lot of room in front of him, and he's brought down by Hunter McDonald across the 40 to the 38-yard line. Pickup of 10, maybe 11 on the play, second and 4. down to a minute 35. Sioux County would love nothing more than to get a touchdown here going into halftime. Hay Springs, on the other hand, love nothing but to maybe get another shot here. And they're going to mark this right at the first down marker. So the ball far enough for a first down. Sioux County again moving the chains. Second down here. Ball sitting on the 34. Formation heavy to the left again. Sioux County's just going to keep running the same stuff. They've been getting yards out of it. The turn, now they're going to run it back to the left side with Hunter. Hunter is going to be chopped down for a loss on the play. This time, good pursuit by Hay Springs. Hunter is dropped back at the 37-yard line, so a loss of three on the play. Brings up second and 18. Clock down to the final minute here. On second down and 18. Toss back to Reese. Reese looking to take off and run. Everybody has vacated the area. Reese, a lot of room. Reese still on his feet, and he might got another first down. Everybody for Hay Springs vacated the area. And Baxter Reese had nothing but open fields in front of him. And a timeout called. So the ball now down to the 19. It's going to be third down, and they're going to stay a yard here. Goodness gracious. Baxter Reese had all sorts of daylight in front of him there. And now we'll see what they do on third and one. They did take the timeout. With 30 seconds left in this first half. See what the defense lines up here like for Hay Springs. Baxter Reese, the D back of the formation. Jack Hunter in the shotgun. Turn the toss. Reese pressured, man open out in the flat. It's caught wide open down the sideline and out of bounds is Preston Creeman. He gets to the 14-yard line with 24 seconds left. So it is a first and goal, Sioux County. Again, Sioux County's just spreading everybody out, sending them deep, and then running short plays that are there for big chunks of yards. Coming up, we'll have our Shattered Insurance halftime show. Sioux County again quickly the line of scrimmage. First and goal from the 14. The turn, the toss. Reese again looking out in the flats. Catch is made. Creeman breaks a tackle looking for the end zone. Gets in, touchdown. Sioux County, Preston Creeman from Baxter Reese. So Creeman gets the reception. The 14-yard pass. That comes with 16 seconds left before halftime. Now the two-point kick attempt. The snap on the two-point kick. The hold, the kick is blocked. And it will stay 44-18. And we'll see. I wouldn't put it past Hay Springs to go after some yards here, or some points here before halftime with 16 seconds left. We shall see, but unless Sioux County onside, you try to go deep with it, What do you do here? Again, their first meeting, it was 69-19. Right now, it's 44-18. The closest, Coach Jenkins will tell you, Stu County probably gave them their toughest game of the season last time. And something different that hasn't happened yet this game. Stu County had three turnovers last time. They haven't had any so far today. Baxter East is going to boot it away. Ball teed up on the 30. That one is away. J-Dub Terman running after it. It will be a touchback. And again, let's see what this Hay Springs offense does here with 16 seconds left. Do they let Dylan Young try to put the cannon rocket arm on and launch it downfield? Or do they go into half? Talon Smith will bring the play in from the sideline here. Ball on the 15-yard line of Hay Springs after the touchback. Dylan Young will be the deep back. Raymer in the shotgun. Young looking. Will take off and run with it. Dylan Young across the 30, 35, steps out with 8 seconds left. Out at the 36-yard line. So a timeout called. Hay Springs out to the 36 with 8 seconds left, 7 seconds left. And you probably have time for about, maybe two plays here. Can you run a play in 4 or 5 seconds? That will be the question here. Our timeout's brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It in Chatham, top-notch embroidery. Start of the fourth quarter, Diller Odell leading late in 46-20. Early third, Arthur County is on top of Wallace, 6-0. First down, but 7 seconds left in the first half. Toss back. Goes to Young. Lets it fly. Has Raymer, but he couldn't quite get to him, and there is 1 second left on the clock. There is 1 second left on the clock. Raymer was open. And so it'll be second down with 1 second left. So now on the final play of the first half. Return the toss back. Young rolling. Scoots up in the pocket. You'll have to let it fly. That one will be intercepted at the goal line. Chip torn away. It's fumbled, but they're going to blow it dead instead. And that's how the first half will end. 44-18. Hay Springs leads it. We're back with your halftime show next on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
Heron Brothers in Harrison and Crawford is independently owned and operated. They're your hometown hardware store. They're proud to be a member of the True Value family and are here to serve the community. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself project for the very first time, they're here for you. They serve your neighborhood with expert advice, tools, equipment, and products you need to get the job done right.
With two locations in Harrison and Crawford, stop in and see them today.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hay Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hay Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand.
The Sioux County 2024-25 sports season is alive, and the Josh and Leanne Skabdahl family are wishing the Warriors success in all of their boys and girls sports activities this year. Located 30 miles south of Harrison, the Skabdahl family offers a variety of custom feeding and chopping services to help keep the local community thriving. The Skabdahl family feedlot is sure to meet all of your custom cattle feeding needs. With generations of experience and dedication behind them, you can trust Josh and Leanne to take care of all of your ag business needs. Go Big Purple! When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hay Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hay Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty. And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Tubes Diesel Repair in Hay Springs. Everyone at Tubes Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks.
Lawton Service and Repair, located on Highway 20 in Harrison, will meet all your mechanical and tire needs. Kenny has amazing service and even more amazing prices. If you are passing through town and have a bad tire on your vehicle or trailer, Kenny will have you back on the road in fast pit stop fashion. Every customer at Lawton Service is treated like an old friend. They offer fuel and other items to fuel yourself while you're there. Let the competent and capable hands of Kenny Lawton take care of you and your vehicle to put you safely back on the road.
Sandy at Sackers in Hay Springs wanted us to remind everyone that whether you're headed to the Hay Springs Hawks game or coming home from one, you're invited to stop in at Sackers right there on Highway 20 to pick up pizza by the slice, chicken wings, your favorite drink, or of course, fill her up with gas or diesel before heading on. Sackers is also known for having a wide variety of liquors and beers off sale as well. The next time you're traveling down Highway 20, make sure you stop into Sackers in Hay Springs, a great Hawks supporter.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
We welcome you back out to Hay Springs. We're at the half. 44-18. Hay Springs leads it. They will get the ball to start the second half. Sioux County struck first. Baxter Reese, the first play from scrimmage of the ball game, went 46 yards. Sioux County went on top 6-0 after the missed two-point after attempt. And then it was Hay Springs five times in a row. Dylan Young found Tripp Bittner from a yard out, found Dylan Raymer from 9 yards away, and found Talon Smith 58 yards away to go up 20-6. But that was the last touchdown we had in the first quarter. And then Dylan Raymer early on in the second quarter, a 46-yard run. Raymer again, a 23-yard run, a little over 3 minutes later. And then Sioux County got back into it. Preston Creeman found Baxter Reese 17 yards out to go make the score 36-12. Then it was Dylan Young to Evan Smith 16 yards away with 2 minutes left to go up 44-12. And then Baxter Reese again, this time finding Preston Creeman 14 yards out to make it 44-18, and that's where we're at the half. We welcome you to the Shadron Insurance Halftime Show here from Hay Springs. Again, Sioux County able to move the ball. They've been able to move the ball all game long. Finishing drives, though, the two-point kicks. This game's a lot closer than that 26-point deficit would indicate for Sioux County. Make no mistake about that. And I think it's maybe a little closer than Hay Springs expected it to be. But Sioux County has come out and given Hay Springs their best shot here in this opener, the D6 playoffs. One game already wrapping up, and that is Diller O'Dell and Layton. Diller O'Dell looking to pick up the first round win over Layton. Again, Arthur County leading Wallace mid-third, 8-0, and that one a defensive battle Maybe Hay Springs broke Arthur last week. We'll see what happens. This is the Shattered Insurance Halftime Show. Take a break. More coming up on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattered Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattered Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattered Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint, and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware. The point of all those practices and team building sessions is directed at yielding better results during the game. Rasmussen Grain Services understands this game plan and offers the same chance for improved results when cleaning grain. Rasmussen Grain Services is mobile and they have the capacity to clean and treat up to 600 bushels an hour. Cleaning grain removes unwanted materials and treating helps prevent problems with disease and in the end improve yield. The same game plan employed by the Hay Springs Hawks. Go Hawks!
Don't let declining livestock prices keep you up at night. Farm Bureau Financial Services can help you protect your cattle, sheep, and hogs with livestock risk protection. Contact Farm Bureau agent Ted Basagio in Hay Springs at 638-4566 and see how he can help protect your livestock operation and your bottom line. Now that's smarter insurance for agriculture. Western Agricultural Insurance Company and Equal Opportunity Providers. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684. The team at Sandhills State Bank in Harrison are your partners and neighbors. They not only live and work alongside their customers, but they care about their communities and want to see them grow and prosper. They are not only the most committed brand in banking, they have every financial tool a customer would ever need. From online banking, CDs, and mortgages, stop in and see Josh and his friendly staff at 201 Main Street in Harrison. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Shattered Insurance Halftime Show here on KBPY and online at Shadrad.com. Huskers tomorrow trying to get bowl eligible against UCLA. 12:45 pregame on KCSR, 1:30 kickoff. Shattered State's at home tomorrow playing for the Eagle Rock Trophy against South Dakota School of Mines. That is a noon kickoff from Elliott Field at Don Beebe Stadium. Broncos play Sunday. We will not have them at this moment. We'll let you know if things change. Pay attention to Shadrad.com, things like that. But right now, no Broncos football. Again, Hay Springs leading at the half, 44-18. We'll take another break. More from Hay Springs coming up on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattered Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattered Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattered Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hay Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks That's Joe Peters Roofing. Learning to work as a team takes time and dedication, and the Sioux County Warriors have a reputation of teamwork. This is a quality shared by the law offices of Skavdal, Edmond, and Stecker in Harrison. Located in downtown Harrison, the staff at this Northwest Nebraska law office have taken the time to develop into a great team. When you need a good legal team in your corner, call Skavdal, Edmond, and Stecker, 668-2466. Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hay Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hay Springs Hawks' academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair, south of Hay Springs, is proud of the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
Heron Brothers in Harrison and Crawford is independently owned and operated. They're your hometown hardware store. They're proud to be a member of the True Value family and are here to serve the community. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself project for the very first time, they're here for you. They serve your neighborhood with expert advice, tools, equipment, and products you need to get the job done right. With two locations in Harrison and Crawford, stop in and see them today.
Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hay Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hay Springs Hawks school academic, theatrical, and athletic events and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org.
Back out here to Hay Springs, Jeremy Anderson with you, Dennis Brown with you as well on this Friday afternoon. Again, getting closer to kickoff on KCSR, Chadron and Lincoln Christian. That is the first round of Class C1 coming your way this afternoon on KCSR and Chadrad.com. Again, Hay Springs will receive the ball here to start the second half. We'll see what Hawks decide to do. But before we get there, final break. Kick off the second half next on KBPY and Chadrad.com. Well, I guess we'll keep it here for a minute and see where we get. But, again, both teams looking ready. Anyway, get things going in the second half. Be curious to see what Sioux County comes out with. Like I said, sustained drives, couldn't punch them in, though. Couldn't punch them in for scores. If they finish off the one drive, Hay Springs got the stop deep. But we'll see what Coach Swisher, if he keeps digging in that bag and keeping this thing close. We'll take a break, come back, kick off the second half is next on KBPY and Chadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Into the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Jeremy Anderson with you as we get ready for the second half in this D6 first round playoff game. Again, one team already through. Diller Odell getting past Layton. Arthur County is now up 16-0 on Wallace. So after a scoreless first half, Arthur County trying to put some space between them and Wallace. Baxter Riesel booted away here Dylan Raymer is going to be back to receive this time. They move J-Dub German up on the kickoff team up to the second line. Well, I guess we still have 40 minutes on the half. Everybody's ready to go. We still got 40 seconds on the halftime clock, so we're going to stand here and wait it out, be the longest 30 seconds of our lives. Again, appreciate Shatter Insurance bringing you our halftime show today as we jump into the third quarter, brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. 10 seconds before we can officially boot this thing away. I think in the past, you know, when teams were ready, we'd just let things go, but they said, no, that time's got to run out. You got to play the entirety of the clock. So 10 minutes on the clock. Now we're ready to go. Baxter Reese will tee it up at the 30. Dylan Raymer back to receive. And we'll see if Sioux County doesn't try to come out here with an onside kick, and they will. That one squibs, taken by Hay Springs and covered up at the 36-yard line. So first down, 15, Hay Springs, ball in the near hash mark, moving right to left, Hawks up 44-18. And Hay Springs is going to spread everybody out here. Young takes the snap. Toss to Raymer, left side. Little delay. Raymer cuts across to the right. Steps back. He still doesn't have a first down. Looks for the right edge and gets a first down. Had he gone north and south a little more, I think there were more yards to have instead of going east to west. But Raymer's going to be a yard short. Second and a half a yard here for the Hay Springs offense. Little wrinkle there. Get everybody going right. Come back kind of like what Sioux County did that first play of the game. Second down here for Hay Springs. Ball on the Sioux County 29-yard line. Got to get about a half yard here. Young in the shotgun. The snap. Option, not there. Young's got to do something with it. Across the middle, it's caught. And fumbled. Making the catch across the middle there. And that was Eli Scott. And so a nice catch by Eli Scott down to the 18-yard line. Be a first down and 15. Hay Springs can get a first and goal at the 3. Young under center. Young under center, turns, play action, and he's going to be dropped by Baxter Reese. Tried to run play action and just went straight down. A loss clear back to the 23-yard line, a loss of 4 on the play. So now second down and 19, almost 20. Young turns the toss to Bittner, looking for the edge. Bittner down the sideline, gets to the 16, 17-yard line. So now it'll be third down and 13. And this isn't how you wanted your first drive of the second half to go. Again, Hay Springs can get a first down down at the 3-yard line. Right now on about the 16, 17-yard line, Raymer finds a kickout block. Raymer falling a wall of blockers. That is a touchdown. Hay Springs, Dylan Raymer follows the escort into the end zone. Raymer, 17 yards on the carry into the end zone. That's with 6:54 to go in the third quarter. Snap, the hold, the two-point kick is up, and it is good. That will make it 52-18 with 6:54 to go in the third. Timeout. We're back in 30 on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Jaggers Memorial Field in Hay Springs. Hawks lead it 52-18 over Sioux County. Hunter McDonald will boot it away here. Baxter East to receive. Onside kick attempt. That one's loose on the ground, and Hay Springs will pick it up. Jack Hunter picks it up at the 36-yard line. 6:53 to go here, third quarter, brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office. Coming up at the conclusion of this one, we'll have our Service Barbershop player of the game. And really, my players of every game should be the folks up here keeping score. They're the real MVPs. First down. Sioux County going back to that formation they started with in the first half. They found success with Logan Monroe, the snap under his arm, looking for Jack Hunter, man, open. It's going to be incomplete, overthrew everybody. Brings up second down. So brings up second down and 15 here for Sioux County. Again, ball on their 36-yard line. Going to be on the near hash mark, moving left to right. Winner of this one gets Silver Lake or Ansley Litchfield next Friday. If Hay Springs wins, it's a home game. If it's Sioux County wins somehow today, they are on the road guaranteed. Second down. And we have a flag, a delay of game coming in here on Sioux County. So now it's a second and 20. And you can hear Coach Swisher telling his guys, get up to the line of scrimmage. Hear that from over here, three floors up. On second down and 20. Man in motion. To turn the toss to Reese. Reese tucks. Looking to pass still. That one is caught. And again, Sioux County's doing the same thing. They're sending everybody deep and leaving a two-on-one for Hay Springs defensively. And Sioux County is getting chunk yards every time. First and 15 down to the 28 of Hay Springs. Man in motion, creaming again. Return the toss. Over the middle, Jack Hunter is open. Hunter inside the 10. And this is a little wrinkle that Hay Springs is going to have to figure out. Cooper Meeks. Well, Cooper Meeks was coming onto the field, and then he came back off. First and goal, Sioux County. Reese looking again. Reese up to the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown. Creaming again from Baxter Reese. That comes with 6:09 left here in the third quarter. So now we'll see a two-point conversion attempt. Sorry, I got a frog in my throat. Just don't croak. So Baxter Reese will line up for the extra point kick here. The snap and hold, the kick is no good. And it'll stay 52-24. But again, Hayesprings, Sioux County has found something within that Hayesprings defense to expose. You saw Hayesprings finally make the adjustment. They sent a man with that back out of the backfield, but he kind of played cat and mouse with Baxter Reese a little bit, and you know he has the ability to run. And Reese waited for Creeman to come back open over the middle. Found him wide open in the back of the end zone. So we'll see Hayesprings scores again. Have not been stopped yet today. Seven drives, seven touchdowns for Hayesprings. But you think of it this way, Sioux County has left a whole touchdown on the field in two-point kicks alone. That one's loose. And Hayesprings finally came up to get it. And at the last second, making the recovery is Eli Scott. Thanks to those of you listening online, shadrad.com. As Hayesprings will come out first down and 15. First down, Young under center, I formation behind him. Raymer dots the I. Turn the give to Dillon right up the middle. Raymer makes the cut. Raymer looking for the edge. Raymer, 10, 5, touchdown. Raymer, 41 yards on the run. And that is Dillon's fourth touchdown run of the day. That comes with 6 minutes on the nose left here in this third quarter. Chance to make it 60-24. McDonald will do the extra point kicks. Low snap, bobbled, it's loose on the ground. Young's going to pick it up. Throw it back to the end zone. It is caught for the one-point conversion. 59-24. And that's 35, so we will have a running clock. So, again, we told you the extra point kicks missed by Sioux County today. They've left a whole other touchdown out there. But with the way it is now at 59-24, we will have a running clock. Hunter McDonald to boot it away. Baxter Reese back deep for Sioux County. McDonald making sure everybody's in place. squibs it right down the middle of the field. That's picked up by Sioux County back at their 31. Be first and 15 at the 31 for Sioux County. 5:52 to go, and the clock runs. First down, 15, Sioux County. The turn bubble snap. It's loose on the ground, and Sioux County's got to jump on it back at their own 25-yard line. So now a second down and forever here. Second down, 21 to go. Got to get clear down to the 34 of Hay Springs. Right now, Sioux County on their own 25. The turn, the toss. Baxter Reese takes off and wants to run with it. Talon Smith in pursuit of him. Baxter Reese gets the edge. Reese makes a nice miss on a tackle there and gets enough for a first down. Down to the 31-yard line. So first down for Sioux County here. First and 15. The snap and the toss back. Reese again. Back across the middle, has a man wide open. Jack Hunter makes the catch and is taken down at the 8-yard line. Again, Sioux County just keeps that strategy, spreading everybody out. Hay Springs is a little nervous to rush Baxter Reese because of his ability to elude the tackle, and so you're allowing Sioux County just to run back and forth until a man pops open and Baxter Reese is getting the ball. First and 15, down at the 7 for Sioux County. Reese the deep back. He'll take the toss. Baxter Reese trying to direct traffic here. Lobs it back to the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown. Catch made by Thane Monroe. So Reese, another touchdown pass. And Sioux County has put up more points this season than any other team has against Hay Springs. It's 59-30, and our clock goes back to regulation. Two-point kick attempt. No, Sioux County's going for the 1 point. It's incomplete, and it'll stay 59-30. Studio 308, Dean Nitch in Studio 38, that is, specialized in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shadron Chiropractic in downtown Shadron. Thrive in Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shadron at 308-430-0760. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys to know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. 59-30 your score, Hay Springs. Sioux County is stuck around, though, in this one. Raymer back to receive. Baxter Reese will boot it away. Onside kick comes. That one's loose on the ground, and Eli Scott will jump on it at the 37-yard line. back out comes the Hay Springs offense. Ball going to be on the near hash mark. As Hay Springs moves right to left. Again, Sioux County has found some things in their offensive playbook that continually tear this Hay Springs defense apart. They came in one of the more stout defensive teams in six-man. First down, the turn, the counter. Trip Bittner has to make a cut as there's a little collision in the backfield. Gains three or four, closer to four, and it'll bring up second down and 11. Clocked in at 2:35 here, third quarter. Shattering about 15 minutes from kicking off against Lincoln Christian. Second down. Young under center. Now turns to the sideline. The turn. Toss counter goes to Bittner. Bittner looking for the edge. Bittner, nobody in front of him. Stays on his feet. No! The turf monster caught him at the 5-yard line. The turf monster reached up and grabbed him. So first and goal. Hay Springs looking to go back on top here by 35 if they can punch it in the end zone here. Young under center. High formation, the turn, the toss, strip, Bittner. Bittner makes a cut. Bittner slides into the end zone. Touchdown. Trip Bittner, his first rushing touchdown of the day. That one from 5 yards out. That comes with a minute 26 left here in the third quarter. And when we resume play after the kickoff, we'll be back to a running clock again. 65-30. The snap, the hold, the kick is blocked and no good. 65-30 stays the score with a minute 26 left here in the third quarter. See if we can find some more score updates. Again, told you Diller Odell beat Layton today, 56-24. So that's the nine over the eight. And Diller Odell will advance to face either number 16 Juanita Palisade or number 1 Sumner Eddieville Miller. Arthur County getting ready to close it out with Wallace. They lead 31-6. So Arthur County will advance to the next round as well. That game was scoreless at halftime. And right here, 65-30, your score. McDonald boots it away. Reese grabs it at the 17 and then gets buried by Hunter McDonald. Here's the other thing, and I brought this up at halftime. If those of you are like, well, this isn't how the first game went, Sioux County turned the ball over three times in the first game. Hay Springs didn't. And those are extra possessions right there where Hay Springs has taken a little better care of the ball today and have made it count. Kind of what Nebraska's learning this year. You keep the ball safe, and you tend to win a few more games. First down, 15. Toss goes back to Reese. Reese out into the flats. It is almost picked off by Dylan Raymer. Instead, it's incomplete. Brings up second down. Second down. 20 seconds left on the clock here in the first quarter. We'll see if Sioux County gets another playoff. Third quarter brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office. And they're going to try to hurry up here. Four with three, with two, with one, and they won't do it. After three quarters, 65-30, Hay Springs leads it. We're back with quarter number four coming up on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hay Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hay Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand. The Sioux County 2024-25 sports season is alive, and the Josh and Leanne Skabdahl family are wishing the Warriors success in all of their boys and girls sports activities this year. Located 30 miles south of Harrison, the Skabdahl family offers a variety of custom feeding and shopping services to help keep the local community thriving. The Skabdahl family feedlot is sure to meet all of your custom cattle feeding needs. With generations of experience and dedication behind them, you can trust Josh and Leanne to take care of all of your ag business needs. Go Big Purple.
Texas Memorial Field in Hay Springs. Second and 15 as we start our fourth quarter, brought to you by Best Western West Hills Inn. Second down, the turn into the hands of Baxter Reese. Has blockers out on the far side. Down the sideline is Preston Cream, and he's knocked out of bounds right at the first down marker. Again, at one point, Hay Springs led in this 44-12. But since then, a little more back and forth. Hunter in the shotgun. The snap, the turn, the toss to Reese. Reese pressure coming. Lofted off, and Jack Hunter can't get to it. Baxter Reese had to run backwards as he was trying to throw forwards, and bad combination. It's third down. First or second down. Again, Chadron getting ready to kick off. Mitchell at Malcolm. Valentine hosting Kearney Catholic for the second week in a row. Those are the matchups I'd hate. You play a team in the final regular season game, then you got to turn around and play them again first round of playoffs. Kind of like here, though. You know, these two teams have met already. Now you play in the first round of playoffs, not further down the road. Second down and 15. Pressure comes again. They're going to look for Hunter out in the flats. And this time, Sioux County is there. And a flag comes in. We have a face mask. So a face mask on Hay Springs will push this one down the field further. And we'll move the chains with 8:25 left here to go in the fourth. Timeout called here by Hay Springs with 8:25 to go. We'll take it with them. Hay Springs lead 65-30. We're back in 30 on KVPY and ChadRad.com.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home. Offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program.
Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Back out to Hayes Springs. Hawks right now look like they're on their way to the second round of the playoffs, where they'll meet either Ensley-Litchfield or Silver Lake. But I think Coach Trevor Jenkins would tell you it was far from a clean effort today from his squad, and what a heck of a fighting effort from Sioux County today. Much better than the first two. This might be the best game I've seen Sioux County play all year. Baxter Reese out in the flats, looks, finds a man, it drops, and loose on the ground, recovered by Hayes Springs. And we talked about turnovers, how Sioux County had been clean all day long. And now, instead, Sioux County turns it over, and the clock will run. Second team offense coming on here for Hayes Springs. That means J-Dub Terman under center. Hunter Thies will dot the I. The turn, the give right up the middle. Carry on first down goes into the hands of Hayden Johnson. Johnson gets out to the 22-yard line. And Hayes Springs, really, what you tell your guys is you wait for that back judge, and you milk this clock as much as possible. This time, Thies and Johnson in the shotgun. Terman, the deep back, gets it, rolls, looking for room. Terman comes to the near side, sheds a tackler, takes on another, and is pushed out of bounds. Out to the 37-yard line. So a first down. First and 15, Hayes Springs out to the 37. Again, leading 65-30. Two receivers left, one to the near side. Snap, toss. Thies looking for breaker. Excuse me, that's Terman. Terman making everybody miss. Terman hopping over the whole town of Sioux County right now. Inside the 25 to the 21-yard line, J-Dub Terman. First down here, 15, the turn, the toss to Terman again. Terman stops on a dime, comes back to the near side, inside the 20 to the 15, takes the hit, down to the 12-yard line. So he's second down here in about six for Hayes Springs, clock down to 5.5 minutes. Hawks trying to put this one away with an exclamation point. Second down, Terman under center, fumbled, it's loose, and Sioux County has it. Sioux County recovers the fumble. We're 5 minutes away from this one being final here. Just not a good exchange there between Terman and Thies, and it goes back to Sioux County. Lines where it's at after the fumble. Again, later stages of this one. Hayes Springs will advance to the quarterfinals next week back here at home. Reese being pressured. Pass out of the flat to Creeman. And Creeman ushered out of bounds. Flew a long ways over there, but no flags coming. It's second down. Try to find a moment to... We'll find one here to take our last 30-second break that we owe you this fourth quarter. I'm not sure that we'll get it. And we'll also owe you a legal ID here in a moment, too. Let's try to see what develops here on second down. Second down for Sioux County. 3:45 left in the ball game. Running clock to give right up the middle to Hunter. Hunter cuts to the left side. Jack Hunter across the 30, upfield to 35, and out of bounds. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Shadron.
Sioux County making the mass swaps now on their offense. They'll bring the younger guys in here. Got to have one more, and he is waiting to take the play from Coach Swisher. After this play, we will take our last 30-second timeout. Now we got everybody swapping. Sioux County swaps offense. Hay Springs just swaps the entire defense. First down 15 here for Sioux County. Snap. The toss goes into the hands of Thane Monroe, and he's going to get tackled for a loss. We'll take a 30-second timeout, back in 30 on KBPY.
Don't let declining livestock prices keep you up at night. Farm Bureau Financial Services can help you protect your cattle, sheep, and hogs with livestock risk protection. Contact Farm Bureau agent Ted Basagio in Hay Springs at 638-4566 and see how he can help protect your livestock operation and your bottom line. Now that's smarter insurance for agriculture. Western Agricultural Insurance Company, an equal opportunity provider. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Down the planet, picked off. This is intercepted. This could be a pick six. Hayden Johnson. Hayden Johnson, the interception, returns it for a touchdown. Just as I took a break, I could have used. But Johnson with the pick six. And that will make it 71-30. That comes with a minute 57 left in the ball game, and that is our first touchdown of the fourth quarter. A very fast fourth quarter. Now the one-point conversion try. The turn, the give, Johnson in easily, 72-30. Hay Springs leads it. We'll keep it right here because I used my tie. I thought we'd have a running clock, and so got my break in, and well, now I could have used it, but that's how it goes. Shadron and Lincoln Christian just underway. That one at Cardinal Field. Plan on skedaddling over there after I'm done here. So we'll see how that goes. So that one just getting going in Shadron. So, Sioux County back to receive here. Teeing it off is Hunter McDonald. And 57 left in this ball game. Monroe back to receive. That one's away. Monroe will have a chance at the 10. To the 15, to the 20, up the sideline, still on his feet. Can Terman get him from behind? He will, down at the 15. So the long kickoff return, and Sioux County, with a minute and a half left in this ball game, has a chance for another score. Because of course they would. Toss back. Pressure coming. And being sacked is Thane Monroe. And a timeout called with a minute six left here. by Sioux County. Again, Chattering Lincoln Christian is officially kicked off. Cardinals are opening up on offense first, it appears. You can listen to that game on our AM station, 610 KCSR, online at shadrad.com. Sioux County timeout here in the meantime. And we'll see Coach Swisher's, what he's got in that bag of tricks. Again, Sioux County defense found some things, or offense found some things to pick apart that Hay Springs defense, but Hay Springs just too much oomph on the other side. On second down for Sioux County, low snap, ball toss back, and being tackled is Preston Creeman, clear back at the Hay Springs 38-yard line, or the Sioux County 38-yard line. You look at Sioux County, Logan Monroe departing this team, Josh Perez and Jack Hunter, Seth Dunn all gone, but you have Preston Creeman, Baxter Reese back. You have some pieces to build a team next season, and now big run here. Preston Creeman trying to sneak loose. Creeman down the sideline, and he's going to get drug out of bounds at about the 3-yard line with 25 seconds left in the ball game. So with 25 seconds left at timeout here to stop the clock, Sioux County wants one more touchdown. And we will see how this goes. Again, 25 ticks on the clock. We'll have our Fit 7 postgame show coming up in just a moment. Sioux County quickly out. First and goal from the 4-yard line. Low snap again, toss back. Creeman looking to run, and he's going to be not dropped, loose, and then dropped. Skipped out of one tackle, couldn't get out of the second. And another timeout for Sioux County. Back to the 5. It's second down and goal with 13 seconds left. So it'll be second down and goal here for Sioux County after the timeout. Our timeout's brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It. Let's pick our Service Barbershop player of the game. And our Service Barbershop player of the game today is going to go to Dylan Raymer. Raymer with four touchdown runs today for Dylan Raymer. And I'm going to give I'm going to give it to Baxter Reese for Sioux County. Baxter Reese, a nice job through the air today and on the ground as a touchdown. That is Gilberto Hernandez, the touchdown for Sioux County from 5 yards out. And now the two-point kick attempt. That comes with 8 seconds left in the ball game. On the kick is Seth Dunn. The snap, the hold, the kick is up and blocked. 72-36, your score. We'll keep it right here. Chadron driving the ball on Lincoln Christian on their opening drive. Down inside the 25 already. So now we'll boot it away here with 8 seconds left. But A Hay Springs can have the 36-point victory today. Unless something crazy happens, like Sioux County recovers an onside kick, throws a bomb, and scores. So, teeing it up, this time is Hernandez, just a freshman. Yep, Beast back to receive. That one is squibbed on the ground. Picked up by Sioux County at the, or Hay Springs at the 30. And that's the ball game. 72-36, your final postgame show next on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
Lawton Service and Repair, located on Highway 20 in Harrison, will meet all your mechanical and tire needs. Kenny has amazing service and even more amazing prices. If you are passing through town and have a bad tire on your vehicle or trailer, Kenny will have you back on the road in fast pit stop fashion. Every customer at Lawton Service is treated like an old friend. They offer fuel and other items to fuel yourself while you're there. Let the competent and capable hands of Kenny Lawton take care of you and your vehicle to put you safely back on the road.
We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint, and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware.
When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hay Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hay Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty. And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Tubes Diesel Repair in Hay Springs. Everyone at Tubes Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks. Sandy at Sackers in Hay Springs wanted us to remind everyone that whether you're headed to the Hay Springs Hawks game or coming home from one, you're invited to stop in at Sackers right there on Highway 20 to pick up pizza by the slice, chicken wings, your favorite drink, or of course, fill it up with gas or diesel before heading on. Sackers is also known for having a wide variety of liquors and beers off sale as well. The next time you're traveling down Highway 20, make sure you stop into Sackers in Hay Springs, a great Hawks supporter.
The point of all those practices and team building sessions is directed at yielding better results during the game. Rasmussen Grain Services understands this game plan and offers the same chance for improved results when cleaning grain. Rasmussen Grain Services is mobile and they have the capacity to clean and treat up to 600 bushels an hour. Cleaning grain removes unwanted materials and treating helps prevent problems with disease and in the end improve yield. The same game plan employed by the Hay Springs Hawks. Go Hawks! We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint, and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware.
This is the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Welcome you into the Fit 7 postgame show as Hay Springs gets the 72-36 win over Sioux County. They advance in the D6 playoffs. They'll be here next week against either Ansley-Litchfield or Silver Lake in a game. We'll have for you here on KBPY, and let's be honest, we're probably shooting for another afternoon kickoff right back here in Hay Springs. Chadron scored, by the way, a Quinn Bailey touchdown run. Cardinals are on top, 8-0 over Lincoln Christian. Christian getting ready to have the ball for the first time today. In this one, though, back and forth. After Hay Springs got up 44-12, or even 36-6, Sioux County went to trading touchdowns. Hay Springs scored five touchdowns in a row, and then they traded touchdowns the rest of the game. So that's where we're at. But Hay Springs gets the win, 72-36. We'll tell you about the scoring next year on the postgame show on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Don't let declining livestock prices keep you up at night. Farm Bureau Financial Services can help you protect your cattle, sheep, and hogs with livestock risk protection. Contact Farm Bureau agent Ted Basagio in Hay Springs at 638-4566 and see how he can help protect your livestock operation and your bottom line. Now that's smarter insurance for agriculture. Western Agricultural Insurance Company and Equal Opportunity Provider. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Chadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Field. Sioux County got on the board first after returning the opening kickoff. One play is all it took them, 46 yards. Baxter Reese, Sioux County went up 6-0. And then it was Dylan Young the rest of the first quarter, finding first Tripp Bittner, then Dylan Raymer, and then Talon Smith to make it 20-6 after the first quarter. And then Dylan Raymer ran it 46 yards. Go on top 28-6. Raymer again 3 minutes later on the 23-yard run, make it 36-6. But then is Preston Creeman finding Baxter Reese 17 yards out with 3 minutes before the half, make it 36-12. And then Dylan Young found Evan Smith 16 yards out to make it 44-12. And as Baxter Reese and Preston Creeman again make it 44-18 going into the half. But then Hay Springs touchdown helped the Hawks go up 52-18. Dylan Raymer run, and then it was Baxter East again finding Preston Creeman to make it 52-24. Raymer, another touchdown run, again one of four he had on the day, 41 yards, make it 59-24. And then it was Reese again to Monroe. That was Thane Monroe, just end of the third, 59-30. Then it was Tripp Bittner, a five-yard run, make it 65-30. And then you had Caden Johnson with a pick six, 2 minutes left in the game, make it 72-30. And then final at the end there, Gilberto Hernandez got a run for Sioux County to make it 72-36, your final score. We'll come back, wrap this one up next on KBPY, Shadrad.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Chadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Chadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Back out one more time to the Pit 7 postgame show. No excuses, just results. That's Pit 7. Again, we'll be back on the air with you next Friday here in Hay Springs. Hawks will either play Ansley Litchfield or Silver Lake in the quarterfinals of the D6 playoffs. And again, we'll have it right here for you on KBPY. Right now in Chadron, Chadron on top of Lincoln Christian, 8-0. In the first quarter, but Christian just ran a fake punt and kept the drive alive. So I want to say our thanks to Dennis Brown, and I want to give a shout-out to all of our Sioux County sponsors as well that made our Sioux County football and volleyball coverage possible this fall. You give us a month, we'll be raring to go with basketball before you know it. We'll just swoop from one right into the other. So be listening. We'll have that for you coming up down the road for you here on KBPY. But until next week, this has been High School Playoff Football on KBPY. I'm Jeremy Anderson. Good night, everybody.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Across Nebraska, voters will have the chance to end the current government abortion ban. The government shouldn't be making decisions for families' health care, but right now they are. Ending the ban takes two votes, a vote against 434, the first initiative, and then a vote for 439, the last initiative. It's only this combination that will finally get the government out of the personal medical decisions of Nebraska families. Voting against 434 and for 439 ensures that when there's a medical emergency, it's Nebraska families who decide what to do, not the government. This vote against 434 and for 439 makes it so our Nebraska doctors can treat every patient. The government put this ban in place, stripping Nebraska families of their freedom, but you can end it with two votes. The first against 434, and then vote for 439. Paid for by Protect Our Rights.
We spoke to people all over Nebraska about Deb Fisher and Dan Osborne. Here's what they had to say.
Deb Fisher hasn't done the things that she said she was going to do.
Deb Fisher just seems like she's bought and paid for by big corporations.
Feels like a lot of insider trading to me.
All she wants to do is keep her job so she can keep making millions.
There's absolutely no one like Dan Osborne in D.C.
I like the fact that he's a veteran.
An independent voice.
They've got hundreds of millionaires in Congress. How about one mechanic?
The Retired Career Politicians Pack is responsible for the content of this advertising not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Shalom, this is Brett Swanson, the candidate. I'm running for South Dakota Senate in District 30. When I first started teaching elementary school in Rapid City, I made $17,500 a year. I'm not sure how I survived on that. Little has changed since then. South Dakota's teachers are the lowest paid in the country. Some legislators support ending public education. We need to pay teachers more and reduce class size. Public schools need public support. This is Brett Swanson, the candidate.
You betcha, for District 30. Paid for by Brett Swanson for Senate.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
Smile for me and let the day begin. You are the sunshine that lights my heart within. And I'm sure that you're an angel in disguise. Come take my hand and together we will rise. Sun is felt, and I'm crazy about you, baby. Can't you see? I'd be so delighted if you would come with me.
Hey, what the man? I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The stock market ending the week with a rally. The Dow finishing up 289 points, S&P 500 up 23, NASDAQ up 145. The October jobs report released today showed just 12,000 jobs were created in October due to Hurricanes Helene and Milton and the Boeing strike. Both ExxonMobil and Chevron reported stronger than expected earnings, though earnings were down from a year ago. NVIDIA will replace Intel in the Dow Jones Industrial Average after a 25-year run. Intel, which used to be the dominant chipmaker, missing out on the AI bandwagon. Charter Communications reporting better than expected profit and sales results. Spectrum's parent company losing fewer subscribers than predicted. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
Success. It's discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel. It's where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Sunshine today with highs near 55 degrees, a west-northwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows down to 33 degrees. Tomorrow we see more sunshine, highs all the way up to mid-60s. 20% chance of rain after midnight tomorrow night. Otherwise, increasing clouds, lows down to 40 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of sprinkles before noon. Some rain, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 57 degrees.
KBPY.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his foot. So,
no,
I don't want your number.
No,
I don't want to give you mine. And
no,
I don't want to meet you nowhere.
No,
don't want none of your time. And
no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me.
I don't want no scrub.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. Brighter there, you can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, things will be great when you're downtown. No final place for sure. Downtown, everything's waiting for you. Downtown, don't hang around. Let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights so much brighter. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown, downtown.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me.
You're 16. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
beautiful and you're mine. You're 16, so beautiful and you're mine. All mine, 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 all mine.
Some programs this hour may be pre-recorded.
You are tuned to KBPY, A Springs, Shadron.
Classic Hits Radio, Shadron's best music. KBPY.